WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present The Enemies Within with host Trevor Loudon. Trevor is an author, filmmaker, and public speaker. Trevor was born and raised in New Zealand, but now resides in the United States of America. For more than 30 years, Trevor has researched the radical left, socialism, communism, and Marxism, as well as terrorist movements and organizations. Trevor is the author of several books and the producer of several documentaries. And now, WVW-TV presents Trevor Loudon.
Hi there. Welcome to Enemies Within with Trevor Loudon. It's broadcasting again from sunny California, well, not so sunny Northern California right now. I'm going to talk again about anti-Semitism because it's a very divisive movement. It's on the rise. It's coming from the left and the right, and it needs exposing. So we'll get back to that straight after this message. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I want to thank you for watching Trevor Loudon's show, and I want to invite you to support Trevor's work by going to trevorloudon.com and checking out Trevor's excellent books. Let me show you some of his books. Here they are, Security Risk Senators. It took two volumes to get this done. These are highly documented. Security Risk Senators, Part 1, Arizona to Massachusetts, Part 2, Michigan to Virginia. I interviewed Trevor for several hours on these books when they came out. They're a must for everybody's library. Enemies Within, this is a DVD. You should indeed have this in your library as well. This book, White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk Running for U.S. President in 2020. You may say, wait a minute, that's 2020, that's a dated book. Actually, it's not, because the individuals being discussed are still around today and in government and endeavoring to run for office. This is a historical book. This book, White House Reds, gives you the historical background of many of the communist and socialist front groups in America today and many of the candidates, well, that ran for president but are still around today. So this book is very relevant. The Enemies Within movie. Then we have Burn This Book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. These are some of Trevor's excellent resources. Not only should these be a part of your library and that of your family and friends, but this is also a great way to support the work of Trevor Loudon. So everybody wins. You get great books and resources, and you're supporting Trevor Loudon so he can keep this TV show going. So please, go to trevorloudon.com right now. trevorloudon.com right now. Make your purchases and share this website with your family and friends. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Brandon. As I said before, anti-Semitism is on the rise in this world, in both left and right. But I want to clarify my terms a little bit, because a lot of people conflate anti-Semitism with anti-Israel sentiments. It's not always the same thing. It is possible to be opposed to Israel on a political basis, but not be anti-Jewish. Anti-Semitism is actually hating someone or disliking someone because they are ethnically Jewish. Now, quite often it overlaps. People hate Israel and they hate Jews. They go together, but it doesn't always go together. Now, I just want to make very clear right from the start, I am very pro-Israel myself. I have been since the Six-Day War in the 1960s, when Israel defeated a whole range of enemies and established its right to survive in the Middle East. What I'm going to talk about now is the origins of anti-Jewish hatred and how it actually often transfers into attacks on Israel. You often hear about Mossad is controlling America, that the Jewish lobby is the most powerful lobby in America, doesn't even come close to the communist lobby. You'll also hear about the Khazarian mafia that's ruling the world. All of these things have become more and more popular and I would say dangerous in the last few years, driven on the left by groups like Students for Justice in Palestine, which tends to be very anti-Israel, and on the right by groups even like QAnon, which tends to be very anti-Semitic. It's against Jews for the sake of being Jewish. And some of the paleo-conservative and you know, libertarian movements in the country have also become infected with this kind of stuff. So where does this all come from? Well, you know, Jews have been on the planet for, you know, there's been tension between Jews and Christians and Jews and Muslims ever since there have been Jews and Christians and Jews and Muslims. Christianity from the first century AD, Islam from the 7th century AD, I believe. So in modern times, we saw a lot of pogroms in Eastern Europe during the 19th century. In Tsarist Russia, Jews who are very common in Belarusia, in Ukraine, in Poland, were subject to periodic massacres and regular persecutions. They were usually, there was big Jewish rural population in those countries, and they lived in sort of villages called shtetls, which were sort of like rural ghettos, and the communities were kept pretty much to their own because they were restricted in many ways from trading with the wider communities around them. The Jews were often subject to certain trades. They couldn't work in certain trades, so they tended to concentrate on things like jewelry manufacturing and silversmithing and goldsmithing. And that's why you have a lot of Jews with names like silversmith or goldsmith or jewel or diamond or ruby, etc. It came from their occupation. So these pogroms were driven apparently by the Tsarist secret police. They really wanted to cleanse Greater Russia of their Jewish populations. And they found that there was a lot of anti-Semitism already existing there amongst the Cossack populations and other populations of Eastern Europe. You know, the Jews had had a pretty hard time for 1,000 years in Europe. They were expelled from some countries, persecuted in others, protected in others for periods of time, then expelled. It was a tough life being Jewish in Eastern Europe for hundreds of years. So one of the big lies that was spread by the Russian secret police, the Okhrana, etc., was that the Jews of Central Europe were not really Jews. They were Khazars. And the theory was that about 1,000 years ago, there was a sort of contest between the Christian and Islamic nations of Europe. You know, Islam had come right up to the gates of Poland. It controlled much of Eastern Europe at the time. And around the Ukraine area, there was an independent tribe called the Khazars. And they were pressured from the Christian quarters to become Christian. They were pagan at that time. They were pressured by the Christian side to become Christian and by the Muslim side to become Muslim. So the legend that was promulgated was that they brought emissaries in of the three major religions, including Judaism, and they decided to become Jewish. And so this Khazarian kingdom of Central Europe was the true origin of the Jewish populations of Eastern Europe, what we now call the Ashkenazi Jews. So, you know, the Jews that stretched all the way from Russia right through to Germany, they tended to be Ashkenazi, you know, in Germany and in Switzerland and Czechoslovakia, etc. The other population of Jews, the Sephardim, they had immigrated from the Palestine region, you know, from Jesus's birthland in the Middle East. They had sort of moved all around the Pacific, all around the Mediterranean and into Asia, you know, stretching back several thousand years. So you had Sephardim communities as far east as India and Iraq and Iran, right into the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, into Egypt, all across North Africa, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, what is now Algeria, and all around the southern Mediterranean, in the Balkan states, Bulgaria, Greece, Italy, south of France, etc., and into Britain. So most of the Sephardim Jews were in the southern half. you know, the southern half of Europe and North Africa, southern Europe, Iraq, the Middle East, etc., and of course in the what is now Israel. The so-called Khazarians, they were the Ashkenazi of the north, and these were fake Jews. And they came to represent about 90% of the modern Jewish population. Only about 10% are Sephardim. And you had some other offshoots, you know, the Ethiopian Jews, etc., who are more of Sephardim origin. So that the Akrana spread the rumor, spread the lie, basically, that the there is no evidence whatsoever to support this legend that the Jews of Europe are descended from the Khazarians. None whatsoever. But it was spread by the Tsarist secret police to basically say that most of the Jews of Northern Europe and Central Europe were not real Jews. They're imposters. And as they were restricted from going to many trades, many of them went into money lending, jewelry making, etc. And some of them became very, very wealthy. Some of them became bankers, the bankers to kings, the bankers to emperors, the bankers to the Roman Catholic Church. And they developed centers of power. And this, of course, made people very jealous. And so the Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews, were heavily persecuted where possible. And the lie was brought up that these were not real Jews. What really happened is there was mass Jewish immigration into various countries of Europe. They tended to intermarry with some of the local tribes there, the Germanic tribes, the Slavic tribes, etc. They developed the Yiddish language, which was basically a combination of German and Hebrew. And they were the ethnically distinct from the Sephardim Jews of the Mediterranean area. They were not different people. They had intermarried more with the local Slavic and Germanic tribes, so they weren't genetically identical, but they all came from the same root. The Khazarian myth was just that, a myth. But it was used by Hitler, and it's used today by QAnon and anti-Semites in Europe and America today to say that the Jews of Europe, the Ashkenazim Jew, are not real Jews. They are Khazarian converts. They're the Khazarian mafia, and they control the world banking system. And they're out there trying to exploit Christians and destroy Christian nations, get Christian nations in wars. They went back. They now control the state of Israel. So the modern Jewish population of Israel are not really descended from the line of Abraham. They are imposters. And this meme has spread through.
WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present The Enemies with.
So through libertarian movements, a lot of Ron Paul, it's coming through some of the Ron Paul people. It's coming through QAnon. It's sort of seeping into the mainstream. And this is the same propaganda that both the communists and the Nazis used to persecute Jews on their territory, for, you know, leading to the mass slaughters of World War II. So it's a myth, but it's prevalent. It's become more prevalent all the time. I'm meeting people I thought were sane and rational, but because of me watching too much QAnon, they have bought into this stuff, and they're all agog. They've discovered the Khazarian mafia, and they know all the cures of the world's problems are really the Jews. We've finally got through the fluff. We've finally got through the lies and the dissimulation. And we've finally decided the world's problems are really the Jews. Now, this has been exploited heavily by the communists. It's exploited heavily by Putin today. His propaganda services are spreading this slander all through the West to destroy Western friendship with Israel, to cause local discontent, and just generally cause havoc. And this is a common myth out there now. It's also based on the so-called Learned Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which was a book published by the Tsarist secret police in the 19th century, is a book about the alleged Jewish conspiracy, the Elders of Zion, who would meet and plot to destroy the world, to bring communism, a sort of form of Jewish communism to Eastern Europe. And so this was picked up by the Romanian secret police, who printed thousands of copies of the secret protocols of the learned elders of Zion and distributed them all around the Middle East to basically stir up hatred against Israel and America. This is where the meme that Israel is the little Satan and America is the big Satan. This is where this comes from. And now it is really a big part of Russian propaganda. Now, there's another myth that ties very much into this and is very commonly, not so commonly accepted on the right, not so many people know about it, but it formed the basis of the Christian identity movements of the 1970s and 80s, the white supremacist groups out in Idaho, etc. And again, I'm told it's infiltrated into the Ron Paul movement and some of the people around him and his movement. And that is the British Israelite myth. Now, the British Israelites were quite a popular grouping in the 19th century in Britain and in Europe. And what their idea is this: the 12 tribes of Israel are basically the tribes of Europe. So the God's chosen people are not the Jews. God's chosen people are the white European races. You know, the Danes are the sons of Dan. The Saxons are the sons of Isaac. So the all these European races are basically God's chosen people, and the Jews of Europe, Jews of Israel, are Khazars, are impersonators. They are fake Jews. And you'll find this is why a lot of paleoconservatives and people who've bought this myth are very anti-Israel. They see Israel as a Khazarian country, as a manipulating country that is using its Jewish connections all around the world to basically destroy Christianity and work with the communists to enslave the world, work with the globalists. You know, George Soros is part of this, etc. So it's all these anti-Semitic myths tie in together. And what it comes down to is people are now starting to believe that Israel is not genuinely a Jewish country. So therefore the Jews can't, you know, Israel can't be God's chosen people because they're not real Jews. And God's chosen people are in fact the Germans and the Russians and the English. That is why a lot of the American anti-Semites are very, very close to Putin. They love Vladimir Putin because they see Putin as the leader of the white race of Russians who's going to help save us from the Khazarian mafia. And the war in Ukraine is cast as white Christian Putin going to Ukraine, which is run by Jews, even though it's also Nazi. It is run by Jews like Zelensky, and these are Khazarian mafia. And they need to be wiped off the face of the earth for the good of humanity. This is what justifies mass slaughter, folks. This is what sets the stage for the Holocaust and what happened in World War II. These myths that come out of the communist movement, come out of the Tsarist secret police, promulgated by the Nazis as well. See, the Nazis had it both ways. They told the German rich that they were going to save them from the Jewish communists, because a lot of Jews were communists in Germany. A lot of Jews were socialists. It was a movement for the outcasts, and they certainly felt like outcasts. And then they told the German working class they were going to save the German working class from the Jewish capitalists, the big bankers, the big industrialists. So no matter what which way you looked, it was either Jewish communism or Jewish capitalism, and the Nazis were going to come and save the day, just like Putin is going to come and save the day in Europe now. He's going to get rid of the Khazarians. He's going to get rid of the Jewish mafia and all this kind of thing. And he's going to establish a sort of white Christian superstate across Europe. This is what a lot of the pro-Russian right sincerely believe. They really believe this is true. They believe it just as much as the Nazis believed it in World War II, just as much as the Cossacks and other groups who were persecuting the Jews during the 19th century believed it. And that is also being worked by the far left, the far left who are aligned with the Palestinians, who are aligned with the Marxist Muslim communists of Syria and Iraq. That Israel is an imposter state and Israel should be wiped off the map. So this isn't just silly fairy stories, folks. This is a sincere, these beliefs are sincerely held by millions of people around the world, and it's growing both in Europe and in America. I see it also amongst Asian communities, Chinese communities. I seriously have people come up to me and tell me, Chinese people, Chinese Americans, tell me about the fake Jews of Israel and about the Khazarian mafia. Google Khazarian mafia, you'll see. You can find out about it on the internet. So this is really, you know, I'm all about exposing communism, but this anti-Semitic stuff is really a manifestation of the communist movement. It's been pushed by the left, by the radical left, people like Students for Justice in Palestine, the radical anti-Israel groups. They seize on they try and amp up the anti-Semitism to make Israel an unpopular pariah nation so Israel can be more easily destroyed. It's been used on the right. It's coming out of the alt-right movement, out of QAnon, out of the libertarian movement, elements of the paleo-conservative movement. Now, not all libertarians believe this. Not all paleo-conservatives believe this. But it is increasingly common in those circles to accept these kinds of ideas. And this is why you get extreme right allying with extreme left, because they have a common enemy. The Jews. You see this in Europe quite a lot now, the Red-Brown Alliance. And Putin and his friends are just so happy to foster this because it causes a whole bunch of division. Their number one enemy in the Middle East is Israel, so this helps to bring down Israel, helps to destroy Israel. The number one enemy in the world is the United States. And then they can say, well, the United States is run by the Khazarian mafia. So the United States is essentially a Jewish state. And we're going to cleanse these Jews from America to free America. And so you have QAnon types wishing that America could be liberated from the Jewish Khazarian mafia by Vladimir Putin's white Christian Russian soldiers. Seriously, there are people who believe this stuff. And it's gone from being a tiny little fringe movement to a significant movement out there. Not a majority by any means, but it's a significant minority of both the American left and the American right. And it's tainting the right, and it's amping up the left, and it's a disaster for everybody. Anybody who believes that one race in the world is responsible for the world's ills has been completely unchristian, because the people most responsible for the world's ills are us. We are our sinful nature. That's what's responsible for the world's ills. And look, the world's ills will only be addressed when we take responsibility for our own sin, for our own corruption. when you say, well, it's all the Jews' fault, you're ignoring your own corruption, you're ignoring your own sin, and blaming your corruption and your sin on a specific race of people, scapegoats. That is not Christian. It is not rational. It is not honest. There is nothing good about it. And it leads to both not only not address our own sin, but to increase it by persecuting people who are no better or no worse than we are, who are just the same as us, but have become rapidly becoming a persecuted majority and being set up for a second Holocaust. And that just doesn't bear thinking about, folks. A, it doesn't address the real problems, which are ourselves. It doesn't address the real enemy, which is the communists and the globalists. And it diverts attention and sends you down rabbit holes that you don't need to go down, and sets the stage for actual physical violence against decent human beings merely for the fact of their ethnic affiliation or religious affiliation. There's nothing Christian, nothing sane about any of that whatsoever. So I hope you found this episode a little interesting and challenging. I hope you go to my website, trevorlowden.com. If you want to know who the real enemy is, my books will expose the communist threat to America better than pretty much anything else you'll read. Enemies Within the Church will show the Marxist, my movie will show you the Marxist infiltration of the churches. You know, when we're in a war, we have to know our real enemy, not our imaginary enemy, not scapegoats, not myths. We need to know the harsh reality of who we're up against, who we're fighting, because only then do we have any chance of winning. When we blame the wrong people for our problems, when we say that the problems are belong to one particular race of people rather than ourselves, and the devil's main representatives on earth, the communists, we're off on the wrong track straight away. So please tune in to future episodes of Enemies In with Trevor Loudon. Please keep supporting Brandon's channel. He's one of the few real independents out there now who's making a difference. So God bless America. God bless every one of you. Signing out today, Trevor Loudon, Enemies Within. Thanks so much.